You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
All right. Hey, Dad.
What's up, Bronny Boo? You sound a little low. Can you hear me fine?
I hear you good. Do you hear? I mean, what's your computer volume?
Fully maxed.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay. I hear you, but it's just not as loud, but that's okay.
I hear you loud.
Okay. So what's going on, Bronny?
Nothing. We're remote. I'm in Miami. Where are you?
I'm in Bachelor Gulch in Colorado. Skiing. Beaver Creek area. Just got up the slopes. That's why my hair looks a little messed up from my helmet. My face is red, huh?
Yeah, but that happens.
Yeah, it was from the sun.
Yeah. So
skiing, look, I can appreciate it, but it's a lot of work for nothing.
Yeah, I feel like it's a young man's game.
I mean, I like the warm weather better than the cold. And it's not bad. It's like 30 degrees and sunny. But it's just, the boots, when you take the boots off, and it's such a good feeling the boots come off.
The whole process of skiing is actually such a pain in the ass.
And expensive.
Extremely expensive. But like all the gear you need, you have to schlep it up. Yeah, like it's a lot of work for a little reward.
It's a lot of work. Quick
reward.
I went ahead to get like a head sock, from the helmet because I forgot mine. $50.
What?
$50.
I mean, I guess they know
they have you.
Gotcha.
They gotcha. It's like, well, it's smart wool. I'm like, I don't need smart wool.
Yeah. Just give me a t-shirt to put under there.
It's ridiculous. How was your weekend?
Good. Went out with some friends from law school on Friday.
And does Tana go with you when you do that? I'm sure, right?
Well, no, it was just like a guy's night. So just a few guys like got together. We were going to get a drink.
Nice.
And then we ended up going to a bar and like a bunch of law school people were there. So it ended up not being a guy's night, but that's how it started.
And how did it go?
No, I was just getting a drink with my friends.
Like, you should have said, come meet me afterwards.
It was like midnight.
Wow. And you'd be okay if it was reversed?
If she was like...
If she's going to have a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys to a bar.
No, if she was going to like get dinner with like girls from work.
Different story,
and
right?
And then they ended up like going to meet a bigger work group, I would be fine not.
Well, but a bunch of guys and a bunch of girls going to a bar on a Friday night? I don't know. I think you should have invited her.
I mean, I was talking to her the whole night.
Okay, gotcha. And tell me about, so you had your oral argument for law school. That went well?
Yeah, I just had that today, like an hour ago. And we just had to like, if you listen to the last week's Patreon, you would know what we're talking about. You would know the details. You would have heard us practice, but I just didn't. I thought it was good.
I'm sure.
You stand up there and you're like, you kind of forget, like you go blank, not in terms of what you're remembering.
No, because once you're in it, you're in it.
You sit down and you're like, what did I say? Did I get all my points out? You don't remember what you said, because you're just like in it.
Now, does everyone see your argument?
In my class. So we had like a class of 12 and each person went up. And so you were just watching your classmates, but like we're all
friends. Right, but what if you're the fifth one to go up and you're like, oh, I like that point. Do it. That's not right.
You could certainly put it in. Yeah. Yeah.
Did everybody have the same points?
No. Everyone had the same parameters, but people were making different variations of different arguments. I wish I recorded mine. I should have brought my phone up and pressed record before I went, but
I would like to have seen it.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I would have given you some critiques if needed.
Yeah, and I would have liked to just hear myself because I literally do not remember what I said.
Interesting. So what were some of the critiques by the students? What were some of the critiques of your colleagues you?
I haven't looked at them. Should we look at them together?
Oh, they fill out sheet. Is it anonymous? You don't know who's critiquing you.
No, but I mean, there's only 10 of us in there. So like, I know Justin was one of them because he sent me this. Yeah, let's see. He said, describe one positive aspect of the presentation. He said, speaks very well and very confidently, knows the information without looking down at his paper. And then one aspect that needs improvement is, he said, really not too much to change, maybe a few less ums. Okay.
I get it. So that's a good one.
This one is, the positive is, led directly to the arguments, mentioned discovery, answered the questions correctly and confidently, maintained good eye contact. And then one aspect that needs improvement. At the end, I said, for these reasons, we request that the motion to dismiss be dismissed. And the rest was like, you mean denied? And I was denied. Like, oh, okay, yeah.
So that's not a big deal. Yeah, that's not a big deal.
That was the only negative one on that person.
That's a good negative.
And then this one said, positive ones, good grasp of the motion to dismiss standards. And then the last the negative aspect was more confidence in your answers because you were right.
So okay.
That's mine. Those are my three critiques.
So that's good. Good for you. I'm proud of you, Bronny. Good for you. All right, what do you got? What else happened, bud?
Did you watch the Super Bowl last night? I missed it. I watched the last like 10 minutes.
I watched the second half. I couldn't, honestly, I don't care about it. I don't know. I don't care
at all.
I didn't care about either team. It's just, it's no big deal. Even the commercials, I don't care about it.
I mean, I feel like this could be because I was a kid, so I remember it differently. So you'll have to weigh in. But I also think it's just because like creativity has gone down in media. But I feel like 10 years ago, the commercials were like, that was a big deal. They were all really funny, really
creative, yes, really cool. You waited for them.
And then now it's like, it's just a brand gets a big celebrity and that's it. They just,
that's all it is. It's all about the big celebrity, nothing else.
It's just like, oh, let's hire as many celebrities as we can. And that's our commercial. And it's not
no creativity at all. What?
So am I right in that? Or am I just being like naive?
No, I agree 1,000% with you because they were let down, the commercials. Even the halftime show was a letdown.
I didn't watch it. I missed it.
Oh, terrible, Bron. Terrible. Shit.
Bryce, is that you? Bryce? Okay. Oh, my God.
He's getting
the shit out of me because the door just closed and I didn't know he was home.
Say hello to my Brycey boo.
Bryce, that says hi. Yeah. I'm on a Zoom. He said, Dad? What was I going
to say? I don't care about that.
Yeah, but I feel like it used to be a big deal.
And I agree. Super
Bowl used to be, I think this is everything now, though. It used to be like an authentic, like the Super Bowl used to be authentic, is the feeling that I kind of put to it, where it's like, okay, everyone's going to get together to watch this game. And sure, the whole purpose at the end of the day is like by the NFL and everything is still to make money. That always was what the purpose was, but it felt like it used to be about the event. Now it really feels like it's just a corporate, just a one giant money maker. Like they get as many celebrities as possible to come. They get as many brand deals as possible. And it just like feels like my eyes and my attention are just being used to sell. Where I feel like 15 years ago, it used to be about, oh, my eyes are here to get enjoyment. Now it's just I'm being marketed to.
Yeah, and then in addition to that, you know, like I think a lot of it's fixed. You know, a lot of my friends think it's like the certain kind of calls that are made by the refs.
Yeah, I have no issue with that. I never
have. And then they keep going back to, I find it too much entertainment as opposed to two warriors going at it trying to win. I just don't think it's the same. And then they keep panning back to Taylor Swift in the box. And I mean, I know the Americans, but who gives a shit? Honestly, I don't even care about a boyfriend. I don't care. I mean, I don't, it's just so, you know, but I'm over that. I never cared about that shit. So I'm not into it. For those that won, great. I'm happy. They're whatever. But I don't care about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Taylor Swift thing, it is very annoying to most people.
Do you think it's fake? You think it's a publicity stunt?
I don't know if it's a publicity stunt, but I think that maybe those two started dating and then higher ups in the NFL were like, we have to milk the absolute shit out of this. Make them the sweetheart. Let's tell this whole story. Let's do this whole thing. Like it could have come up organically, but then they're like, we have an opportunity. The biggest star in the entire world is now going to our games, of course we're going to, like, I don't see anything wrong with that. It's annoying as a viewer. But if I was in the business, you know, if I'm like in marketing high up at NFL, I'd be like, we need to show her at all times. She's the she's a bigger star than everyone on the field. So of course we're going to show her, but it is annoying.
Annoying.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the whole
it's entertainment. It's entertainment. It's nothing to do with.
But it's not even about being entertained by football, where I feel like.
No, but it's not football entertainment. It's like a Vegas entertainment.
Right. That's what I mean. It's just about, I feel like it always was about entertainment, but being entertained by the game. Now it's about being entertained by all the corporate shills that they put in there, you know, all the ads and all the brands and all the.
Yeah, I'm not a big lover of it, but I never really cared so much about football anyway on a good day.
You know, I think a lot of people who would have cared about football on a good day or on a bad day too feel the same way. So that's
how people are let down by the whole commission and the sport. No question about it. Even the athletes.
But then again, if I was the NFL, the NFL is bigger than it's ever been before, made more money than it's ever made. So it's like, if I'm the NFL, they're doing something right. They're making more money for their shareholders. They're bigger than ever. They have a bigger world presence. You know, they're now watched all around the world, and they have the biggest brand deals of all time than they've ever had. But it'll kill the sport eventually.
Yeah, I guess they bleed their own, you know, they keep bleeding themselves.
Like corporate, I guess, you know, that's capitalism. You get bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually you're going to burst. Like, we see it with all the big companies. Disney is bursting. All the media companies are bursting. Like, they're just getting too big, and then they ruin themselves.
So who's left in the election on the Republican side? Is Nikki Haley still in?
Haley. But Trump is before the Supreme Court, like right now, in that case, in Colorado. Because Colorado took him off the ballot. Now, like, it went straight to the Supreme Court, and they're like...
Wait, the Colorado Supreme Court or the United States Supreme Court?
No, United States. And they're discussing, like, right now, if it's constitutional or not for Trump to be taken off the ballot. And they're arguing over the specific clause that when they talk about who can be president, you know, it's a, like in the Constitution, it says you have to be 35, you have to be a citizen. And then it says you can, at some point in that clause, it's like you cannot be an officer who was treasonous. And so the whole argument is literally on, like, the crux of the argument is Trump an officer? Because then he will, like, he'll fall into that clause. If not, then it's not, the Constitution doesn't apply there. Like, it doesn't, that's what the arguments for the, like, before the court are. I feel like they skipped the whole step of treason. Like, he was never proven to be treasonous in January 6th. So I don't know.
I'm sure the lawyers know what they're doing when it comes to arguing before the United States Supreme Court.
For sure. But that's, like, the issue is, will he be deemed an officer? And some people are saying yes, some people are saying no.
I also think it's a bad precedent to allow individual states to remove someone from the ballot. I think that's going to set a bad precedent as well. It's going to be one of the arguments.
Yeah, and another argument is, which I disagree with this one. Like, I agree with it, but then I come out on the other side. One of the other arguments is, it's a democratic election, so anyone should be allowed to be put on the ballot. And if they get enough votes, they can be the president. That's how democracy works. Which, like, yeah, technically that is true. But then the whole point of the Constitution is to protect against, it's like to protect against majority rule and mob rule. Because the majority can come in and be like, we want freedom of speech out. We want Second Amendment out. We don't want anyone to have guns. But it's like, no, the whole point of the Constitution is that is protected no matter what. So a majority cannot come in and overrule your Second Amendment right. That's the whole beauty of the Constitution. So the idea of, like, but if enough people want Trump to be president, he should be president. It's like, yeah, I guess. But if it is found to be unconstitutional, then I support that. Even if 98% want it differently, because that's, like, the whole point of our protected rights.
Right. But but think about it, if they do that, then every other state's gonna if they allow Colorado to do it, every other state's gonna remove from the ballot.
Why? Why would every other state remove them?
Same reason that's anti-Trump.
Oh, but that's not every other state.
It's a good portion.
Yeah, but what if it's not? You know, like Florida wouldn't do it. Texas wouldn't do it. North Dakota wouldn't do it. Wyoming wouldn't do it.
When do they expect to receive a ruling? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
So you got DeSantis, Haley, and Trump.
DeSantis is out.
He's out.
Yeah.
When did he
Two weeks ago, after Iowa primary or New Hampshire primary?
Something. And Nikki Haley's still in the race.
I guess so. Vivek and his wife appeared with Trump and Melania yesterday at Mar-a-Lago. Like the four of them walked in together. So people are saying like, oh, maybe that's going to be his VP candidate.
I don't think so.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't think he'd pay to have a draw. Do you?
He'd ever draw? What do you mean?
He'd have a draw of people.
Oh, like Vivek wouldn't bring anyone to the table?
Right.
I think so. He's minority. He's young. He's smart. He's well-spoken. These are like the smart aspect, let's remove. But like those are all things that Trump isn't. Trump is not young. Trump is not minority. Trump is not second-generation American, you know, like, or first-generation American. Like these are things that Vivek has that is a benefit. And people like him. Nobody likes Nikki Haley. Like, only.
Why don't they like Nikki Haley?
She's not likable. I don't think she's likable.
Then how is she still in the race?
Because she has big, big donors. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. And people keep giving her money. It's like a waste. You know she's not going to win.
Yeah, I don't know what. It's got to be people who are just like against Trump and so
yeah.
Their money with her to get the
nod. Who do you think is going to be the VP?
It's crazy because it's so like up in the air. It literally could be anyone. I really have no idea.
What's your thoughts? What involvement does right now Kennedy Jr. have? I haven't heard about him. I know he's independent, but do you know anything about that?
I mean, he's still running. He gains popularity every day. He ran a Super Bowl ad.
I didn't see that.
And everyone was talking. People were like, oh, that was a good ad. People liked it. He has huge crowds. I don't think gonna like he has a possibility of winning just because he's independent. Like, I think things are too entrenched in the two parties. But he is gaining support, which I guess is good at the end of the day. Because, like, even if he can't win, he's spreading a message.
Do you think he could be VP?
He said something, I think it was him. I've heard an interview or something with him that said that Trump's camp reached out to him and they've been talking, so I don't know.
Who do you want to see? Who do you think or who do you want to see as VP?
I mean, Kennedy would be great because I'd like him to be president.
I would love that.
Yeah. It would also just be a good message to be like, we have an independent on the ticket.
And he's brilliant.
Yeah, I like him a lot. And I trust him. I like him as a person.
I trust him. I think he's really want to do what's best for the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that feeling. It's sincere.
I was in an episode of The Sopranos. I always bring up The Sopranos, but Junior, Tony's uncle, was like, no, we can't, because I guess it takes place when Bush was president. Yeah, because it was, we're like right after 9/11.
Junior's the one with the big glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Junior's like, oh, nobody's proud of the president nowadays. Back in my day, we had I had a picture of Jack Kennedy in my house. And everyone, you know, so like that was the case. People used to be so proud of who their president was.
Yeah.
Now it's like that. I don't feel that. I haven't felt that way my entire life.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, helping you plan, get ready for Valentine's Day and your just daily
routine.
Being
clean.
For real, which is very important. A lot of men neglect that aspect of them. And that's like the key for what women are looking for. Like if a girl is kind of interested in you, one of the main things she's looking for is your hygiene.
Your grooming.
Right.
Habits.
And it's a lot of men, it's like out of, you know, the scope of what they think about.
Nose hairs. They have hair growing out of their ear, the back of the neck. You don't know where the fucking hairline separates from the back because they all looks like one. It's gross.
Yeah.
It is gross. As a guy, I see it. It's fucking gross.
And if you don't even know where to start with that, or you think you got it down, but you don't know.
You don't have it down.
Manscaped has got you covered. head to manscaped.com, check out all their products. They got something for everything that you'd need. They have the Lawnmower 5.0, which is their new trimmer. You can use it everywhere in your body. It's great. It's got
travel with it.
Yeah, it's wireless charging. It's waterproof. It's compact. The thing is great. I never worry about nicks or cuts with it. I use it everywhere. It's got multiple different size settings.
And far superior from the prior version, which we thought was great. The new version is fucking, the technology is unbelievable.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of other stuff. They're always coming out with new stuff. So if you have older Manscaped products, I would go to the website, check out. They probably have a newer version of what you have, and they improve on it. Trust me.
Great Valentine's gift.
Yeah.
For your man. If you, I'm telling you, it's a great fucking Valentine's gift.
So head over to manscaped.com, use the code DADDYISSUES20. You'll get 20% off your order and free shipping. So go there, check out all their stuff, check out their ball deodorant. That's my new favorite thing, and all their products. So once again, manscaped.com, use the code DADDYISSUES20, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping.
Well, but Reagan, we did, right? But right before you.
And that was before my time.
Right. And Kennedy, they're like royalty in that they were highly respected.
Which is funny because that JFK's dad was a bootlegger. They were a poor family and made all their money during the Prohibition era from illegally smuggling. And now they're like royalty. But America, that's how we started our country. Like all the founding fathers were also smugglers. That's why they started the country. But they were like, we do not want to pay taxes on these goods. So we're going to bring them illegally into the country. And they started a war over it. Like the Boston Tea Party was just being like, we're bringing this tea in without paying taxes. We're going to do it and you're not going to stop us. And that's just smuggling, you know, just bringing something in the country legally.
Huh.
Interesting. So it's in our DNA as Americans. So it fits that an American royal family would be smugglers.
And mom said they released two more hostages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Could you imagine being held in that? There's still so many more. It's been 4 months already.
Is it four? Yeah.
November, December, January, October, February. 4 months.
October, November, December, January, February.
We're at the beginning of February. So it's November. It's
February 12th. October 7th. November to December, December to January, January to February. 4 months.
That's crazy. Not right, that man. Suck. Not right.
That would suck.
Yeah. We're very, very blessed. So what are the topics
you got? Another topic that I wanted to say has to do with what we were just talking about, because we were talking about the right side of the ticket, but the left side of the ticket has seen like all these. I predicted that. I mean, we both predicted this, but we're starting to see the shakeups.
What's that?
Because a week ago, so like a few months ago, remember there was the whole document, like Biden had documents in his office, and
that was a couple of months ago.
Right, right. So they were like,
and we never heard anything. Nothing.
Well, so they said they were like, we're going to do an internal investigation. So that's why we never heard anything, because the investigation was ongoing. They released it's a special counsel investigation, they call it. They released it this week.
And
they didn't find any document malfeasance. And they were like, Biden reported all these. There was nothing that was taken that you know, wasn't reported or couldn't have been taken. But a lot of the report was littered with doubts about his mental health. And this is from their own, like, right? It's from within the FBI and within the White House, which are like their people. You know, it's like Biden's, it's the Democrats' people. So a lot of it, I mean, we can get specific quotes up, but a lot of it was like, at one point they basically said, like, we feel bad for him because
right,
he's an old man with memory issues. It literally said he's an old man with memory issues in the report. And this report was released publicly. Like, they didn't try to hide this. And then so the day that report was released, Biden held a press conference at 8 p.m., which he doesn't even hold press conferences in the middle of the day, let alone at night. And it was an official press conference. It wasn't like he just did it. They never let Biden speak in press conferences. It's very rare because, I mean, sometimes he'll speak to like a prepared set of questions, but that's even rare. He hasn't spoken in years to just the press without like any script.
So why was this done?
The press conference, they destroyed him, the press. Just destroyed. Ask him questions like, your own government feels like you're mentally unfit to lead. And this is like the press, right? Where a month ago, if you said,
they're all
like,
Biden supporters.
I wonder if Biden, like if you just came on and were like, I wonder if Biden is not like, he doesn't seem that sharp. He's a little old. They would be like, what do you mean? He's so sharp. He's a brilliant, you know, they would defend him so much, even though it's like, we all know, we all can see that he's not objectively sharp and quick. He's an old guy. But now all the media, CNN, MSNBC, they all were like, do you think you're mentally fit?
So what do you think? Why is this? And what's because he's the nominee. So why do you think? So is that
right now?
Are they going to point Michelle Obama?
No, I don't know if that's legally possible. But
it is. Scott told me how they would do it.
How?
He's very knowledgeable. I get him on the phone. He told me, and he's very knowledgeable.
I mean, I'm sure there are ways, but so the press, like, because this is leading to something that happened today. So the press were all like destroying him. CNN ran a broadcast right after, like with Anderson Cooper and Caitlin, whatever her name, and they were doing a roundtable discussing it. And they were like, this doesn't look good. This was a real blunder for Biden's campaign, which they would never have said this.
You know? I get it, but therefore what? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so then today, 2 hours ago, the Wall Street Journal, ran a whole article titled, hold on, let me get it up. It's pretty funny, the timing. They read an entire article called, that says, Kamala Harris says she is ready to serve as Biden faces age scrutiny. In a recent interview, the vice president cites her capacity to lead after stops on her tour. And they ran a whole profile on her.
About her.
She's ready to step up and lead now that Biden's age. It's like, why now? Why? People have been worried about Biden's age for years. Also, she's the worst one to
no, the worst. I'm saying that would be the nail in the coffin. The worst.
Yeah, but that seems to be what they're leading.
No fucking way. 100% no fucking way. She will never step in this. She will never, ever, ever become president. No way.
Says, interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, she said, I am ready to serve. There's no question about that. She was explaining her campaign priorities while on a flight aboard Air Force Two as she was posed with the sensitive question looming over the Democratic ticket. Everyone who sees her on the job, Harris said, walks away fully aware of my capacity to lead. The statement was made in an interview with the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday, preceded by 2 days, the release of a special counsel report on Biden's management of classified documents, which heightened worries about his mental sharpness. The report noted Biden's diminished faculties in interviews, labeling him as an elderly man with a poor memory. These findings have increased scrutiny on Harris.
That's our president right there. That one sentence. Is that not crazy? That's our fucking president.
But the fact that they would even let that out means that
right. They wanted it. It's even more shocking. Like, I can't believe that our president, and that's what's being discussed. It's shocking.
Wanted that out there.
I know, but why? I don't understand. I'm missing something.
They want Biden. They want to take Biden down. Remember, Cuomo was the prime jewel of the Democratic Party during COVID. Everyone loved him, right? He was their person. And then they fucking tanked him for whatever reason. We don't know why, but it was a very clearly coordinated effort to get rid of him. And so I think that's what's being done now. I guess maybe they realize, shit, Biden is no match for Trump in this coming.
I know, but what's the old, but I hear you loud and clear, and I agree with everything you're saying. I just don't understand. Therefore, I'm missing something.
Therefore, they want someone else. I
think they're going to put in Michelle Obama. I'm telling you.
I think Newsom is a way easier sell. He's already.
No, Newsom can't get it. Scott told me he can't get it. I wish it,
Michelle.
Want me to try to get him on the phone quickly?
Yeah, I don't know if if he can get on the Zoom, I don't know if the phone will work.
Let me see if
send
I can get him
a Zoom link. He can just Zoom in with this audio.
I'll see if he's available right now. All right, 1 second, because he really talked about some knowledgeable stuff. and I'll send him the Zoom link. Because it's curious, because it doesn't make sense. Hey, Scott, are you able to come on a Zoom, even if you don't come on audio? I send you a Zoom link. Ronnie and I are doing a pod, and I want to talk about that whole Michelle Obama shit we talked about. You got 15 minutes?
Now? Right now?
Right now.
Yeah, all right. Give me 1 minute. Let me just put on a shirt.
I'm gonna email you the Zoom link in 2 seconds.
You can do just audio, too, Tell us.
And you can do audio if you want. All right, let me just give me 1 second, right, Ronnie?
Yeah. It really does seem that they'd want him out, which I get. And people have been wanting him out for years, but why now? Why specifically are they all, like, this coordinated effort? It seems coordinated. The fact that this report says he's a poor old man with bad memory, or an old man with poor memory, whatever they said, diminished. What is the wording that they used? It says diminished facilities. It's like, or faculties. Who wants the president to have diminished faculties? That's grounds for impeachment right there.
Yeah, if your own people are saying that, I agree. All right, I just
understand how anyone could then defend him.
Because you research it, Bronny, and you find this information out. Most people say, like me, that are not researched, that are Obama, that are Biden supporters, they're just thinking it's anti-Trump, so they'll vote for him, and they don't follow this stuff.
So I agree, but then when CNN is telling this stuff,
I don't think half these people even watching CNN. I don't think so.
I think it's too out there now to deny that he is very, very old and not with it. I think even the most prominent Biden supporter, at the end of the day, they internally know, damn, he's not fully
right. Can only hide and bullshit so much, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's like, even if you're so on a team, all right, Scott's coming in. Even if you're so on a team, it's like, you still, at the end of the day, are like, this might be unsafe, you know, if he has diminished faculties like this.
Right. Scott, you there? Scotty boy, you're on mute. No, you're not. Scott.
Yeah.
All right. So to give you a little recap, so Brian and I were talking about the Biden thing and how their own investigator, based on what they were doing in the document, saying that he's an old man, they worried about his faculties, this and that. And then Kamala said through Wall Street Journal, she's ready, she needs to step up, whatever it might be. And I said, Kamala will never win. That's not going to happen. And then we're like, I'm like, why now? Why is this coming up now? And then Bronson brought up Newsom. I brought up Michelle Obama. And I said, it won't be Kamala. It can't be Newsom. He's like, why? He said, I don't know. Scott knows. He filmed it. So that's where we're at. Right, Bronny?
Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's up? First of all, John, I know you're not criminal, but that report basically said he would not stand well to a jury. So all the report says is the guy did illegal things, but they don't think he can get he can't get a conviction because he's just going to say, I don't know, and I'm a feeble old man. So the report didn't say he's a feeble old man. The report said, we can't get a conviction.
Oh, because he'll claim that if he's not fit to stand trial?
Basically, that he
would be. But if he's not fit to stand trial, then how can he be fit to uphold the presidency position?
Exactly. So it's one or the other. He's saying, I can't get a conviction. And the only reason he put that in is because he's required by Congress to write why he would or why he would not be bringing charges. And he said, I'm not bringing charges because you can't get a conviction on a guy that doesn't know or remember some very basic things. He would be looked at as a nice old man with bad memory. So, I mean, let's get that clear. He certainly broke the law. They erased the tape from the ghostwriter, which is a crime, by the way, because all of that was under subpoena. But the ghostwriter still erased the tape. So then release the transcript. But that guy did do illegal things. And unlike Trump, he never had the authority to declassify them. In other words, Trump, his big thing was he, what do you call it when you stop the prosecution? He did that. He made it very difficult. But the crime, Trump is saying, I committed no crime. I had the authority to declassify. This guy had shit from the Senate. He has no ability to declassify. So that's the crux of that crime, by the way. Okay. Not that, yeah, he didn't know. But as far as what you're talking about, the...
So Scott, let me get to that.
Wait,
so do you think that they want Biden out and that's why this is all happening?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
So let me ask you a question now about that. So I want you to talk about a couple of things. So one is Biden definitely the nomination for the Democratic Party, correct?
Correct. I mean, unless it's official, but yes.
Yeah. And Kamala Harris is on the ticket with him, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So my question becomes, I have a couple of questions. One, if they want him out, you said definitely, right? Because that's where I was like, okay, because I hear what Bronson was saying, but then what's the game plan? So if they want him out, number one is, what is it you think that they're going to do in order to facilitate and put somebody in there that could run or do what needs to be done? Two, that's one question. Two, can it be Newsom? I believe you told me it couldn't be. Three, can it be Michelle Obama? And if so, how? Can you answer those questions?
Yeah. All right. So right now he is on, I mean, he's running unopposed, but or practically unopposed. He's on all the primary tickets. He's on all the primary votes, ballots. So the Democrat National Committee has to go by who gets the most delegates. So he's running unopposed. And there's not enough time to get anybody else on a ballot. So he is going to get that nomination. Once the nomination is in place, if he were to step down and say, I cannot fulfill the role, then, of course, all the votes, the popular votes for the primary have been counted. Then it falls onto the Democrat National Committee to select a nominee. That selection is, I believe there's like 300 or 310 people in the Democrat National Committee, voting committee. So once they, once that's passed, in other words, where he's the nominee, only the Democrat National Committee can then install basically someone else. Now you would say, well, they, obviously the next man up is Kamala Harris. But she is actually worse off in the polls than he is. So how do they say, I got to get rid of the black woman? You have to install another black woman. And like Hillary Clinton, there is a lot of people that hate Michelle Obama. There's a lot that love her, but she would not go through a primary. She could not. I don't think she wants to anyway. But if she was selected and only had to run between August and November, and I actually think she would probably beat Trump. I wish it wasn't true, but she probably would. But if she only had to run between, there would be no time for the opposition research or anything like that. She would have traction immediately, and they would forget that Kamala Harris was tossed overboard.
What about Newsom? Can they do that with Newsom?
They could select whoever they want. They're not going to replace Kamala Harris with Newsom. First of all, Newsom would lose to Trump. Everyone knows California is a disaster. But you cannot cut out a black woman. Just like it's exactly what's happened at Harvard. In other words, you installed a black woman because you wanted a black woman, even though she was a plagiarizer, not qualified for the job. So how do you get rid of her? You have to put her off to the side, still pay her $900,000. And they use that, and they put in basically an Asian woman now. So you can't get rid of, the DNC is not going to let you jettison Kamala Harris. They will for Obama, who, by the way, I mean, conspiracy theories aside, feel that he's running that White House anyway, because it's all of his lieutenants, Susan Rice, all of those are in there right now. So it wouldn't be a big stretch to have, I mean, they're saying that this is his like third term anyway, wouldn't be a big stretch to have a fourth term. And she's young, energetic. Now she could pick Gavin Newsom as a VP, but only the Democrat National Committee can install one after the convention. Before the convention, it'll go for an open vote, which is called a broken convention, which there's been in the past, probably not since 1968 on the Democrat side.
She'd be a good candidate. Like,
what's that?
She's objectively a good candidate because she doesn't have like a crazy bad track record herself. She's
hey, Bronny, your voice compared to Scott's is so much lower. I hope you, when you do the post the pod, you can make your voice louder.
Yeah, your voice is a little low. But yes, that's correct. She doesn't have as many negatives. I mean, people don't like her, just like they didn't like Hillary Clinton, who they thought was running.
Clinton had like a bad track record that people could point to.
Now, you were young. In 1992, well before we had Obamacare, there was something that Hillary Clinton put together called Hillary Care. And she wasn't president. She was just the president's wife. And people were up in arms saying, we did not elect her. We elected you. And what happened in 94, it was the red wave, because people felt she was a co-president. She actually mentioned herself as a co-president.
She
was not always hated. She was only hated after she flexed her muscles inside the White House, which Michelle Obama has never publicly done. That's why she would not have the same negatives.
It's a little scary, isn't it, Ronnie?
I mean, to me, Michelle Obama would seem like an easier, less volatile choice. Like if someone was like, you have to pick Biden, Kamala, Newsom, or Michelle, I would be like, okay, I'll pick Michelle. Like
everyone would,
the least problematic.
But she's Barack.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. In other words, you don't have the choice to pick her. In fact, all of the vote in this scenario, all of the votes cast would be null because only the 310 people in the Democrat National Committee, only those people get to install who they want.
Yeah, but so, that's already like kind of how it is. Like the DNC rigged against Bernie, you know,
they did
8 years ago, whatever that was. And people didn't really care about it. People were like, oh, okay, whatever.
Of course. But you can't do it before the – I'm just saying in your scenario, Bronson, they cannot do it before he accepts the nomination. Or they can't throw him off and put her on now. You can't.
Understood. So this is what I was talking about.
It seems like they're setting up the dominoes so that when he gets the nomination, they can just be like, boop, and then it's a very easy fall because, oh, he's already a poor old man. He's already unfit. We feel bad for him.
But he steps down, Ronnie. All he has to do is he steps down.
Right, he steps down. But then it's like there's no fallout if they set it up already where now everyone feels bad for him. Where if a year or two ago, if he stepped down, people would have been like, oh, my God, this is a huge, huge deal. I don't think it would be as big of a deal anymore because they're getting us ready for it.
If wife ran, would they? Okay. There was a
New York Times. What are you doing, Scott?
There was a New York Times article a few weeks ago, and if the New York Times is printing it on this, I'm going to try to find it. But Barack Obama put out a memo to several billionaires, not all, but several, saying, look, if Michelle ran for president, would you support that? In other words, would you financially support that? The Times is saying that almost everyone, I think there was eight of them, that said, yes, we would. So, yes, I believe it is already in motion. And they'll probably give Joe the ultimatum of this. Look, you did a good job. Go pardon your son. Step down because you're going to be basically too old. But at least you'll get those pardons out of your way. You'll come out a hero. And Michelle goes in. So yes,
it's a big, big problem though if this happens. It's a big problem.
I don't know.
But like Bronson said,
rather Biden be, if it's, let's say it's Biden Trump and Biden wins, or it's Michelle Trump and Michelle wins. I'd rather Michelle win if we have to live in one of those two scenarios.
Why?
I would not want Biden to be president. So I don't know.
That's, I know, but why would you want Michelle?
The world to me.
They're both left.
She's not like,
but Barack's evil. Barack is evil. Yes.
But they are cut from the true radical communist cloth. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, with all of, he just happened to be raised by whether underground people and people that have advocated for the overthrow of the American government. So yes, she is way more dangerous than he would be an old fool.
I agree with you 100%. I'd rather have Biden than fucking have Barack.
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes.
Because
you're going to see a younger woman, a younger black woman. That's all it's going to take.
Fuck. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't post this pod because we don't want to give them ideas that they're not thinking of this.
Look, I am not a fucking Wizard of Oz. I am not the only one that thought of this. Believe me, I've actually researched it, so I know how it would happen. And it could only happen after the convention.
So it's very scary, Bronson, isn't it? It's very scary.
Yeah, you know, he'll sell his card.
Other argument is you don't have to worry about it, or like you might not have to worry about it because Trump could just win instead. And then he's the president, regardless of who's on the other side.
He won't beat Michelle. He'll beat Biden. He won't beat Michelle.
Oh, he would not beat Michelle. And this guy had the opportunity this weekend to kind of just shut his mouth. And because even the leftist press are saying how terrible that report was, but this fucking idiot had to go out, ask where the chick's husband is. He's serving in Africa. So he put his foot in his mouth there. And I get what he's saying about the NATO countries. He was actually looking in retrospect, not prospective, where he said, I told the NATO countries, if you're behind on your dues and Russia attacks you, fuck you, you're on your own. But the news is printing it like it's prospective, which most people support. You don't pay your dues. What happens if you don't pay your dues at Boca Resort? They throw you the fuck out.
Right.
Yeah. That's what Trump was saying. You don't pay your dues for the NATO treaty. You can't use it. I don't care if you get attacked. Pay your fucking dues.
I know, but it's the way he says it, though.
Yes. And so those are two things. He stepped in himself. That's why Michelle Obama would beat him.
But I agree. He's got to rather have Biden than Michelle. Because she could do more damage. He's just a buffoon.
Way more damage. But Bronson's age, they're not that, and I'm not saying Bronson himself, but that age, they're not that deep, John, to think.
Yeah, I mean, like, how, on the surface.
Ronnie, your volume's terrible. I hope you could fix it, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know anything right now, but I can try.
Okay.
I mean, it is what it is now. If it was up to me and you asked me to choose between the two, I would just be like, oh yeah, Michelle seems like the better choice.
I know, but do you know about Michelle, how she was raised, who really raised her, what her influences are? Like, are you aware of what she learned in Chicago and under who and where they are now in the government?
No, but that's why she's the better choice to me. Right.
But if you did know that she also was raised under very not just communist, the communist co-opted in the 60s black nationalism. So she is not just a communist, she's a radical. And she was raised in that cloth of overthrowing the government. Now, why didn't they in the 60s? In the 60s, they were still doing communism as the worker, the worker, the worker. But quite frankly, the workers in America, even the union workers, they did very well. So there was no real grip on the workers should unite because workers were doing well. So what they did was they rethought in the 60s and made it about race and environmentalism. Those people stood up directly on the shoulders of radical communists. But they had to change because, unlike the rest of the world, we had a middle class, and you couldn't drive that wedge between the worker and his boss. So you had to drive a wedge on your sexuality, on your color, or if all else fails, who would be against clean water or clean air? Go look at how we got the EPA and who gave it to us and how it was forced on Nixon. Nixon is the one that gave us the EPA. So yes, Bronson, I agree with you. People would say, I'd rather have Michelle Obama, but you don't know how dangerous she actually is. That whole ilk. It's very dangerous.
It's scary. It's very scary. I hope you're wrong, Scott. What's so funny, Bron?
No, you're just being like, oi, it's funny.
It is, Bron, but for someone our age, Scott, don't you agree? Isn't this a very stressful thing?
I am very stressed about it. I mean, the last 2 years have been horrible. They talk about the economy bouncing back. It's really not true. You could just go outside of a Publix and everyone is complaining.
It is
the
not
thing
true.
Is, they've also now co-opted, basically communists, co-opted the people that they say they hate, the CEOs. They co-opted Disney. They co-opted Starbucks. So all of these people are in line with the racial equality, not equality, equity, which is a lot different, which I don't believe my daughter would never understand the difference between equality and equity. And so many of the people that will vote Bronson's age also don't understand. They think it's interchangeable. Equality is the ability to strive and be the best on a meritocracy. Equity is you have a third, I have a third, everyone has a third. So when you're studying, Bronson, if you have a good grade on your one of your tests and someone else didn't, just give them the extra 20,
you're
30
joking,
points.
Right?
You guys could be 65% together.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic.
Yeah, they don't spin it that way. That's not how they spin it.
I know.
The fucking thing is, yeah,
Bronson will vote for Michelle Obama or that ilk because just the better face.
And he's an educated one. That's the scary part.
Right. In other words, my daughter, if someone told my daughter on what's the chink fucking app, TikTok, that to go vote for Michelle Obama, she'd go vote for Michelle Obama. That's all they know.
Yep. It's what's forced them, forced down their throat. All right. This was informative, wasn't it, Bronny Boo?
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Yeah. Look at how they're going to, how it's possible to replace him and impossible right now. Did you see, did you guys watch the, when he gave the speech last week?
I did.
Okay. Did you really watch it? You know, the prime time. So first of all, this guy goes to bed at 7 o'clock. So to have a press conference at 9, this guy was out of his fucking mind. But watch it close because, in the White House.
He felt like an ornery old man. I was watching it and I was like, he was rude and short and frustrated. And
okay.
Like you woke your grandpa up in the middle of the night and he was like, why the fuck would you wake me up? That's what it felt like.
Yes. Okay, so a couple of things just based on that, Bronson. First of all, he called that press conference. He told the press about it at 7, almost an hour and a half, 2 hours before. He did not say why. So the press, that article or that report just came out. So the press, for an hour and a half, although they didn't say anything publicly, thought this guy was going to come out and resign. He didn't tell him why he was coming out.
Oh, interesting.
Then he comes out. Ornery as a fuck. Now, if you watch the fucking video, in the White House, you have doors that look like the wall.
Correct.
So you see, as he's walking off, first of all, when he's walking on, someone literally had to help him on there, Secret Service guy.
Every time.
Now he's walking off, and the door opens.
That chubby guy was there.
And you see a pair of hands out there, like you would say to Chippy, come on, little guy, come on, you're almost there. Come on, come on. And then he turned the fuck around and then said Mexico.
Yeah, it's sad.
The Mexico-Gaza thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you have a better chance, Connie would be a better president than this fucking guy.
That's my mother-in-law, peeps.
All right, so real quick, Scotty, we love you. For those who don't know, Scott is a
Oh shit, was I on? I thought I was just talking to you.
No, you're on the podcast. Said,
oh no. My god, I just said Connie. I thought I was just.
No, we don't care. Everyone knows my mother-in-law. We love my mother-in-law, but Scott is one of probably my top one or two closest friends that I have. I've known him for 25 years from martial arts. Scotty, as always, I love you, brother, man. You are. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you, and I want you to know that.
I love you. Yeah, edit the thing out with Connie. I don't need fucking the mob of Nell coming down on me.
Goodbye, Scotty. Don't worry. It's all good. We love you, brother. Bye, buddy.
Bye, Scotty. Thanks. Bye.
So that was informative, wasn't it, Ron?
Yeah.
At least a little more insight. And he's very knowledgeable. He's very well read in the political arena, and also, believe it or not, in the religious. He reads the Bible. He's read the Bible like 10 times, believe it or not. But he's a very well read, deep kind of guy. So I thought it'd be good that we're, you know, he knows a lot more than I do. I thought it'd be a good insight for you.
Yeah. Scott's been on the show before.
Yeah. He's been, and our listeners.
Yeah.
All right. Are we doing a follow advice or are we wrapping it up?
No, we'll wrap it up.
All right. Everything good with you?
Yeah.
All right, bud. Love you.
Everything good with you?
Everything's great.
That's usually a top of the hour question.
That top of the hour, yes. I'm just sorry. We're doing a Zoom, but you know, I'm away, and
they'll survive, back, the listeners.
That's right, fine. And I'll deal with it, and I'll be back next week. Ronnie, I love you, buddy. Good luck with the rest of the week. To all our followers and listeners, we thank you. We appreciate your support. And I'll get back to when I'm back from skiing.
All right. Have fun.
Love you, bud.
Love you too.